This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga-Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest Kirk to chat a bit about the nonprofit Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists. Kirk, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Yes. Hi, I'm Kirk Astroth. I'm currently the president of the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists here in Tucson.
So what is the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists, and how did it all get started?
SDMB started in 1998. We are, as I said, the 501c3 mountain bike advocacy group here in the greater Tucson area, and we build and maintain all of the mountain biking trails for both the city and the county and a few up in Marana as well. Our whole purpose is to introduce people to the sport of mountain biking and do it in a socially responsible way and to preserve natural resources. Two other initiatives that we're working on right now that are exciting is we're trying to work with the city to develop some safe corridors for people to ride their bikes from Tucson into Tucson Mountain Park. As it is now, you've got to kind of piece together a whole variety of routes and directions to get up to Tucson Mountain Park, and we'd like safer ways for people to access the trails, kind of like the city to the mountains kind of trail access. We're also working with the adaptive cycling community. There's a number of people that ride hand cycles, and they've talked to us about when we construct trails, making them a little bit more user-friendly to people that have to ride these two wheels in front mountain bikes up those trails. Some of the trails are a little too tight or rocky for some of their bikes.
Mm-hmm. Those conversations with the adaptive cyclists, when do you think that you'll be able to kind of open maybe or like the first trail for adaptive cycling?
Well, they're riding the ones at Sweetwater, so most of the trails there are in pretty good shape. If we get permission to develop further develop and protect the trails at the Vale Vortex, those are another good example. The ones that the BLM has next to Tucson Mountain Park West off of Kinney Road, it's called the Bop Road section. Those are one of the trails that will build new trails that will be accessible to people on adaptive kinds of cycles.
Very cool. And I know that you have events that are open to the community for people to volunteer. Do you have any that are coming up?
We don't in the summer because of the heat. The biggest events that we have in the fall are called Brushtoberfest, and that's when we identify two or three major trail areas in the valley that need brushing after the monsoon season, after all these plants start growing, to trim back all the brush that grows in the trail. So we announce those on our Facebook and Instagram pages. People can find out how to get involved and volunteer there. We also have a really fun event in January. It's our poker ride. We do it out at Tucson Mountain Park, and there are 10 stations. It's not a race, and so it doesn't need to be timed. People ride to each of these 10 stations and draw a card. The people with the best poker hands at the end of the day win fabulous prizes. It's a great event. We had 180 people last January turn out for that event, so I want to encourage people to put that on their radar and in January come out and ride Tucson Mountain Park with us and win some fabulous prizes. Yeah,
that definitely sounds fun. This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Kirk from SDMB. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.